The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Boy, howdy.
This is The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning. Welcome to The Wake Up Crew. It's just me and little O'Brien today.
Hi.
Our departing Monday through Wednesday guy is not here on Thursday, Fridays.
That's right.
You know, he's always complaining about his so-called contract. Well, to me, he's got the best hours of any of us.
Well, sure.
I mean, and he doesn't have to do a ball game on Friday night.
I know.
Speaking of that, Oakland and Blackman tomorrow on WGNS and Big G TV. That's a biggie.
Yeah.
Both undefeated in the district. MTSU at Kennesaw State Saturday, 3:30 p.m. is the airtime. Vanderbilt hosts Utah State. Tennessee is at, now, Vanderbilt wins that game, they'll be 5-0 or something going into that Alabama game. Wow.
And they beat Alabama.
They're 18th ranked.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe. And I don't know why I'm not more excited about it, but
Alabama's only 17.
I only waited 69 years. Do what now?
Alabama is 17, I think.
Yeah. And I think they think Alabama is going to roll over Vanderbilt. But you know what? I don't know that's going to happen.
I think
Vanderbilt will give them a good game down there. Tennessee is at Ole Miss. They better watch that one. That's a sneaky one. And the Titans are at Houston, and we don't really care. I'm done.
No, I'm done too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really done. Like you've always been done. I'm just now gone on the bandwagon.
Let's see. This is interesting. So Alabama has number 5 Georgia this week.
Hmm.
And I believe that is on the road.
Should be. Probably at Georgia?
It is at Georgia.
Yeah.
So they've got to go to Georgia before playing Vanderbilt. And they are ranked one spot ahead. So
when's the last time you saw that? Alabama, then Vanderbilt.
So you've got Tennessee 15. They're ranked ahead of Alabama.
Mm-hmm. And they got to play each other too.
Yeah.
They've got this new conference schedule they're going to come up with. You have to have 3 games that you have to play them. They're like rivalry games or whatever. And I think they announce it maybe tomorrow or the next day. And or if they've already done it, I don't know. I'm not sure. I hadn't been keeping up with it closely, but I think Vanderbilt's foes are going to be Vanderbilt, Auburn, and Tennessee. I mean, Vanderbilt plays Auburn, Tennessee, and I think one more Kentucky. I think. Yeah, Tennessee gets, according to what they think, they don't play Florida anymore.
Really? I was going to say Florida.
No. I think it's Alabama. Kentucky and one more, maybe.
Well, they got to play Vanderbilt.
Mississippi State. No, Vanderbilt. Yeah, Vanderbilt. Those 3.
So they don't play Georgia anymore either?
Well, they will play Georgia, but they don't play them every year. They play them every year because it's a division, you know, thing. So I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Our song of the day is coming up. But first, I must tell you that America's Thrift Stores are opening, and at MLK Junior Boulevard, from unique statement pieces to brand name deals, get up to 70% off retail. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro today. Have you been by there? I haven't been by there. You know, like to look and see.
Yes, very nicely laid out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've actually been inside. I was talking about being outside. You've actually been inside the store.
Yeah, they opened. What was it? Tuesday?
Yeah, I know it's been open, but you don't usually go that quickly.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to see.
You're getting out more. I'm proud of you.
What's going on in there?
Wow.
I think we're going to go on Sunday after we have lunch. I think we're going to go, Heather go and all
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Do a Sunday thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heather get to shop. A little bit,
that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. All right, Songs About Fall is our song of the day, and this one I think you're going to like. Lori Morgan, Autumn's Not That Cold.
I'm just not that lonesome. But autumn's not that cold.
Well, see, that's a little better than the one I heard from the Kinks.
Yeah, this is kind of a slow ballad.
Yeah. Autumn's not that cold. I always amazing at songwriters that can come up with things to write songs about. Can do it just like that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, it's a Thursday. Stay with us here. It's 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Winds turn to the west-northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows drop to 63. Then a slight chance for afternoon showers and storms on Friday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center. Right now it's 72.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy!
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
With an auction, you'll receive a contract with no contingencies. That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, financing, or appraisals.
You're 27 and a half.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
It is Cal Raleigh's world, and we're just living in it.
Swing and a drive, deep to right field. There it is, number 60. The modern-day Bambino has just tied Babe Ruth's record of 60 home runs for third all-time in American League history. 59 in the first, number 60. The magical tour of Cal Raleigh just continues here in 2025.
Mariners Radio Network on the call. They beat the Rockies 9-2. Seattle has also won the AL West for the first time since 2001. Aaron Judge homered twice, bringing his total to 51 on the season as the Yankees outscored the White Sox 8-1. And the Dodgers had to use 8 different pitchers to beat the Diamondbacks 5-4 in 11 innings. LA's magic number is down to 1. Kyle Schwarber hit 2 home runs, and the Phillies beat the Marlins 11-1.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Be careful driving out there today, and just kind of watch yourself, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Watch rain showers, that kind of thing.
Well, we've needed the rain, but we've definitely had some.
You know, I didn't say anything to you on Monday, but we got a good shower Sunday. And then you got some rain Didn't y'all get some rain on your side of town Saturday? Or
We had a little bit on both days. Saturday, they had a rain delay, or not a rain delay, lightning delay at MTSU for 2 hours. It's been like every year for the past 3 or 4 years, they've had a lightning delay at home.
That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah. And they were talking about all the rain. Sunday, I had like 3 inches of rain. There was a storm that just kind of set right over East Main and out toward Woodbury Highway and John Bragg Highway. It just kind of sat there and just dumped rain.
You know, if you'd been out and about Saturday, you would have never dreamed they'd had lightning delay on Saturday night.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it just
popped up all of a sudden right
just
there.
It kind of hung there, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Speaking of lightning, you know we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Ready program offers a $50 billion, was that right? No, $50 bill credit. MTE, the people at MTE just went nuts.
No, John, it's not $50 billion credit.
They offer a $50 credit.
On the bill.
I just shouldn't have said $50 bill because I can't read. $50 credit for home EV charging setup. Details at driveev.com.
So I need to write these in some other language or
sometimes you add like on the football games, slow smoked barbecue kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah,
that's hard. That's hard to say if you're not ready for it. The first 2 weeks I kept slow smoke. So now I read very carefully. So
do you like it's like the one for Dan France. What is it? Something concrete contractor.
Yeah. Something. That's a new one.
It's like it's got three C words right
there.
Yeah,
why'd you do that?
I don't know.
I think you try to mess people up is what I think. Stacy Anderson is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for always having a smile and a kind word for everyone she meets. Stacy is going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Congrats to Stacy. If you want to send in a good neighbor, text neighbor to 615-893-1450. WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor gets them to us here as well. And don't forget, we're taking birthdays and anniversaries this morning. 615-893-1450. Well, today is National Crab Meat Day, and it's also Binge Day, so find something to binge on.
Binge on some crab meat.
Well, I guess you could.
Do you like crab meat? I love it. It's really good.
Imitation.
624.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment, and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58, and in 60, he went in Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. We have more information about a fire at a Murray County aluminum plant that we told you about yesterday. Authorities say the fire at the Tennessee Aluminum Processors plant in Mount Pleasant began when a pile containing magnesium ignited, causing the heavy flames. Eyewitness video showed flames visible for miles. We're told workers were on site at the time, but everyone is believed to be safe and accounted for. Firefighters worked the scene for hours. Officials say the fire burned the roof of the building, which was ruled a total loss. A Sumner County commissioner wants to rename a road near 3 local schools after conservative activist Charlie Kirk, but some school officials are not sold on the idea. Commissioner Jerry Mansfield says he wants to rename what is known as Wolfpack Way to Charlie Kirk Way. In a letter to the school board, one of the principals notes that the current name was designed to reflect community pride and identity to honor the nearby schools. Leaders suggest naming another road somewhere else. Families and residents have not had a chance to weigh in on the proposal. No formal decision has been made. More news in 30 seconds.
On September 27th, journey back in time at Remembering World War II in Linden, Tennessee. Witness powerful battle reenactments that recreate the front lines. Meet World War II veterans and listen to their unforgettable stories. Take a ride in classic military vehicles and sway to the sounds of authentic 1940s music. Join us in Linden, Tennessee, located just south of I-40 at exit 143. Be there, remembering World War II.
More trouble for Memphis utility customers. A circuit failure left thousands without power Wednesday afternoon and evening. This coming just a week after a fire at a substation took entire neighborhoods offline. Most of this latest outage is centered around the Whitehaven community. A utility spokesperson said that a circuit failure occurred, and an investigator is currently looking into the cause. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on the Wake Up Crew, and glad that you're with us this morning on this Thursday morning. And we've got to remind you that we've got Good Neighbor events coming up. Let's see, another check of the weather, our first look at traffic, and wow. Oh, yeah, don't forget the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. That's coming up at about 3 till 7, mm-hmm. Right before the news, right before we sign off for the 6 o'clock hour.
Isn't it kind of weird that I knew that that's what you were going to say? So I had it ready. Boom.
Well, you're really supposed to wait till I kind of say it all, not just jump in there. But, you know, you're out of control. Here's some facts about fall. Fall fun facts. Do you know 41% of the population say fall is their favorite season? That's a lot.
Well, yeah, that's 4 out of every 10 think yeah. Fall is the best. Are you a fan of fall?
I am. I like fall. I used to not, but I like it now. Since I don't go to work, I don't have to go in. Actually, though, when fall starts, fall is already really... It's summer is what I shouldn't have liked because it's when it starts. Spring is okay, but I really like fall. I like the weather during fall.
It's different going from when the temperatures are hot to cooling down.
Yeah.
But when in the spring you're cool and you warm up a little, it still feels cold.
I like to wear little jackets and stuff. It covers my fat. Yeah, so I mean I like it. And there's a 1300% increase in searches for pecan latte.
Really?
Yeah. And there's 21 states where squash is the top searched fall soup. I've never had squash soup. Have you?
I have.
Oh, is it good?
I can't remember the name of it. But yeah, it's good.
Let's see. What else have I got here? There are 3 federal holidays during the fall. Do you know what they are?
Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Veterans Day?
I don't know. I think that's right. I don't know what they are either.
I
think it's Veterans Day. It's in November, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. 11.1 billion pounds of apples are grown in the U.S. per year. To bob for them, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
$30 billion in leaf peeping industry. What is that?
I have no idea.
And 121 acres in the world's largest corn maze. Do you like corn mazes?
I hate them.
Oh, I do too. They frustrate me. I mean, I get kind of panicky. I don't like them.
And they have these bugs that get on some of the stalks or whatever, and they can sting you.
Yeah.
Happens every time.
Yeah. Right. Have you ever been in a corn maze?
Yeah, once. I didn't like it.
I bet you didn't. It's kind of like riding a Ferris wheel, isn't it?
You can't figure out. It takes your sense of direction away.
Yeah.
You have no idea which way to go.
And I don't know how. I wonder if anybody ever gets lost in a corn maze.
Oh, I'm sure.
And then have to come and get you? Do they have to come and get you?
I don't know. Do you just scream?
I think they have little exit places somewhere.
Some of them,
yeah. They can come and get you.
Well, I know it's a big time of the year for like Bobby's fiance's family with pumpkins. They sell a lot of pumpkins and gourds and that kind of stuff this time of the year.
Well, they also fall is part of Halloween. I don't have many Halloween facts, but we'll talk about that a little bit sometime.
Okay.
All right, but we've got to go to Today in History. It's sponsored by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Now, Brian, tell us exactly what Turner Security does for the folks at home.
Well, security systems, business, home, they can handle all of that for you.
So they can wire my house. I mean, they can fix my house up.
Yes, okay. With a security system, keep you safe. And the tech core side of things, we're talking about computers, IT equipment, anything like that, networking. So for business, even homes, a lot of homes have to have all of that installed.
And where are they located, Brian?
They're on Enon Springs Road in Smyrna.
That's an easy place to find.
Right there by the town hall.
Yeah. All right. Oh, that's where I get my, sometimes I get my tags down there.
Other side of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me. All right. Here we go. 1789, the U.S. Congress proposes the Bill of Rights. 1919, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson suffers a breakdown in Colorado. His health never recovers. They say his wife ran the government.
Really?
She was a president the last year or so. Nobody knew that, but she was running the government. 1926, Henry Ford announces an 8-hour, 5-day work week. Bless him. Bless him for that. 1949, evangelist Billy Graham begins his Los Angeles crusade in a circus tent erected in a parking lot. It led to big, big things for Billy Graham. 1965, the Beatle cartoon show begins in the U.S. That was some animated characters running around shutting a door and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're too young for it. It was a pretty cool cartoon, though.
Was it?
2018, comedian Bill Cosby sentenced to 3 to 10 years in jail for sexual assault. And I think he's out now, isn't he?
I think that's right.
He's very old. All right, coming up, it's Brandon Brooks with Rewind 633. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind, September 25th, 1970.
Hello, world.
The ABC debut of The Partridge Family.
Come on, get happy.
This date in 1979.
It won't be easy.
The Broadway premiere of
Don't Cry for Me, Argentina.
Evita.
The truth is I never left you.
And September 25th, 1981, the Rolling Stones kick off an American tour with the first of two nights at Philadelphia's JFK Stadium. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it could be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today, showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Winds turn to the west-northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows drop to 63. Then a slight chance for afternoon showers and storms on Friday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center. Right now it's 72.
Good morning. Starting to build already out on the west side. I-40 as you come past Charlotte Pike. All that traffic flowing through Bellevue right now. It's a little bit heavier than it was. 24 westbound up through the Antioch area. Coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Passing Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. A couple of accidents from earlier still being cleaned up. But right now it's moving down 65 through Sumner County. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck. Talk with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
For over 78 years, WGNS has been giving you the local news and
events that happen in this community. We still do it. Thanks for tuning in. You've heard us talking about beekeeping on the radio and how it's getting more and more popular. You need to attend the Rutherford County Beekeepers Association meeting. That's on the first Monday of each month at 7 o'clock in the evening, first Monday. The next one is Monday, October the 6th. Oh yes, St. Luke's Catholic Church is having their International Fall Festival. That's on Friday and Saturday, October 3rd and 4th. St. Luke Catholic Church is on the old Nashville Highway in Smyrna. We Remember You, a dementia caregiver support group that meets on the second Tuesday of each month at the Villages of Murfreesboro. That's on Willow Oak Trail, just down from the Avenue of Murfreesboro. Now don't forget the Puppy Plunge is this Saturday, 10 o'clock in the morning. It's free. Bring your pups, and they'll enjoy a cool-off in the SportsCom outdoor pool. Again, it's free this Saturday morning at 10 at SportsCom. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Power outages are unpredictable, but with Roscoe Brown's generator services, your peace of mind doesn't have to be. Whether it's storm season or an unexpected blackout, our generators ensure that your home stays powered. Installation, maintenance, or repair, our team's ready 24/7 to respond to your needs. With Roscoe Brown, you're not just getting a generator. You're securing a lifeline for those moments that you needed the most. Ensure your home is always powered. Your family's comfort is our commitment. RoscoeBrown.com.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We now have good treatments for vision with cataract surgery, so now you can see well near, intermediate, and far distances without glasses.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
What we can do, not only to make you see younger, but help you to look younger and get rid of sun damage and other problems to our skin.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It's 6:39, and we had a visitor the other day. Brett Rigsby came by and brought us some bundt cake. He said I could share if I wanted to. I decided to share with you.
It was for your birthday month.
Appreciate that. His brother Daryl bought my lunch Sunday.
Nice.
Yeah, so those are good boys. They're good boys. And he also bought me some Butter Rum Lifesavers. Do you ever remember Butter Rum Lifesavers? I'm going to bring you one up here.
Seems like I do.
They're kind of a cross between caramel and honey kind of tasting. I'll bring you one up here Saturday or whenever. Yeah, I
kind of like
tomorrow.
Butterscotch.
Yeah, butterscotch, but soother.
Oh.
Yeah, soother. Anyway, Daryl had a joke for you, but I told him to wait.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. You ready?
Yeah. You know, I told the personal trainer that I was surprised at how winded I was on the first day.
Really?
Yeah. She said, that was only the tour of the gym.
thumbs down. No.
Wow.
Thumbs up. Thumbs up. A big thumbs up. That was really, really good. I enjoyed that one. 6:41.
CBS News Brief. White House Budget Office has told agencies to come up with mass firing plans in the event of a government shutdown next week.
Top Democrats still urging the president to return to the negotiating table. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Democrats are ready, willing, and able to sit down with anyone, at any place, at any time, to avoid the Republican-caused government shutdown.
Sources tell CBS News federal prosecutors will decide on criminal charges against former FBI Director James Comey before the statute of limitations expires next week. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Trump allies have accused Comey of lying to Congress 5 years ago this month when his testimony conflicted with other witnesses.
A rap mogul scheduled to appear at court in New York ahead of next week's sentencing. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Sean Combs's lawyers will argue today that the sex acts performed by his two former girlfriends were consensual.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A nearly two-year investigation into fentanyl trafficking has rocked Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, resulting in the indictment of 33 individuals connected to a deadly drug and firearms operation. Sparked by a Murfreesboro man's fatal overdose in late 2023, the probe was led by Murfreesboro Police and the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, with support from Smyrna Police and other agencies. Authorities uncovered a massive drug network operating between Nashville and Murfreesboro, seizing over 15 pounds of fentanyl, enough to kill more than 3 million people. Among those charged were Keith Denton, Michael Denton, and Joby Elliott, all facing second-degree murder. Investigators also intercepted planned violent crimes, preventing a potential homicide in early 2025. The operation is considered one of Middle Tennessee's most significant fentanyl crackdowns. Meanwhile, in Laverne, a different kind of high-stakes challenge is underway. Students at Laverne High School were stunned as racing legend Scott Parker surprised them with a unique mission: build a flat-track motorcycle from the ground up in 174 school days. Part of Northern Tool and Equipment's Legends Build initiative, the project immerses students in motorsports, engineering, and craftsmanship, with support from icons like Chris Carr and Kyle Petty, and backing from Nissan North America and Motlow State. The effort showcases Rutherford County Schools' commitment to career readiness. The completed bike will be raced, then auctioned off to benefit trade education and nonprofit causes. A powerful ride with a powerful purpose. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network. And I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in all our soft sourdough products. So we don't use any American GMO. We don't use any seed oils in our sourdough products. We also have many, many other things. So come out and see us at the Lane Agricultural Center at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in products. So come out and see us.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave our store humming.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Make a bold statement with custom banners and signs from Franklin's Printworks.
We've got a lot of capabilities as far as the material that you can use, either vinyl or paper or foam board or even aluminum or acrylic.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks says they can help design eye-catching, standout banners and signs.
We can walk you right through it and pull it all together for you. Our customers sometimes don't even know what they need to know. That's why it's helpful to sit down with a real person rather than depending on something on the internet.
Franklin's Printworks.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Seven current and former Sewanee students have filed a lawsuit against the university, claiming that black mold in Johnson Hall has caused serious health issues and disrupted their education. The lawsuit accuses the University of the South of ignoring complaints about the suspected mold and allegedly blaming students for their illnesses. The lawsuit claims that mold levels in some dorm rooms were 2,200 times higher than outside levels. The students are seeking more than $35 million in damages. The FBI in Knoxville has doubled the reward being offered for information regarding three missing people after new evidence was recently uncovered and submitted for DNA testing. The $20,000 reward is being offered to anyone with information about where Brenda Carroll, Bonnie Drain, and William Inkelbarger are, as well as the identification, arrest, and conviction of the person who is responsible for their disappearance or death. Carroll Drain and Eichelbarger were each reported missing in early 2018.
On September 27th, journey back in time at Remembering World War II in Linden, Tennessee. Witness powerful battle reenactments that recreate the front lines. Meet World War II veterans and listen to their unforgettable stories. Take a ride in classic military vehicles and sway to the sounds of authentic 1940s music. Join us in Linden, Tennessee. Located just south of I-40 at exit 143. Be there, remembering World War II.
Laverne police officers are called heroes after saving a baby who had stopped breathing. Body cam footage shows officers arriving to find a distressed family. Sergeant Chris Woodard quickly performed life-saving measures, and just minutes later, the baby began to cry. The infant was taken to the hospital and is recovering. Police say the child spit up on Woodard during the rescue, but he didn't mind one bit. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And we welcome you back to the Wake Up Crew. It is now 6:48, and couple other facts about fall that you might want to know about. Wicked, the second Wicked film is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, the Taylor Swift album is coming out. All those Swifties out there. Okay. And.
Wonder if she's going to change her name to, you know, Taylor Kelsey. Probably not.
No. No.
I wouldn't think so.
Let's see. What to put those together be Trit, Travis. Travis Tritt, huh? No, let's see. I can't think of those kind of things, but, you know, it would be...
Tacy?
Yeah, something like that, yeah, yeah. But we'll see. They haven't gotten down the aisle yet, so we'll see.
Right.
Fifth and final season of Stranger Things. Did you ever get into that?
I never did.
I watched it for about four episodes, and I really liked it, and I don't know why I didn't go back to it. Kids were really good in that. 3 Weeks of Frankenstein, starring Jacob Elordi. He's playing in the Frankenstein movie. And they're going to show it on the movie theater for 3 weeks and then send it to, I think, Netflix is where it's going.
Okay.
That may be a trend you start seeing, too.
Uh-huh.
Quicker moves from the theater to...
Well, Superman was on pretty quick on
stream. It was on. I watched it the other day.
Did you watch it again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You rented it to watch, huh?
No, it's on Max for free.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
The new one?
Yeah, okay. It's on HBO Max. You just go right there and...
I'll have to watch it again.
I'm not buying for anything. No, but yeah, it was on free. Yeah. It was good. The Crypto Superman thing is... that's just classic. I mean, it's just great. And he always seemed to, in that movie, come in at the right time, didn't he?
I know.
I mean, the dog always made an appearance right when you know, and it was funny, and it was, but he saved the day a few times too, you know?
Yeah, like that big, the little villain thing that got really big in the city, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah. It reminded me, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Scooby-Doo, you know, how Scooby comes in and saves the day rather awkwardly, you know? So... I mean, he wasn't the whole movie, but I thought they used him very wisely in the movie.
I did too.
You know,
to kind of break up the seriousness of what was going on.
And Lois was great. She's the best. I like the girl in Superman and Lois, but this girl, pretty good. I saw
Jimmy was really good.
I'm gonna tell you what we're watching tomorrow, but I watched something. Yeah, that I think you've already seen it, but it's exciting to me because I hadn't seen it yet. Mm. So, you know, I'm about 6 years behind you in watching things. Yeah, I guess we need to do some birthdays today because we've got a few, don't we?
I think so.
Okay, that's where you agree with me.
Yes, John.
Happy birthday to you.
Gosh, that's a really... I can't hardly hear the theme song there. Well, there you go. Maybe it's me. Okay, Smarty. Okay. Let's find a happy medium here.
Could you hear it there? Hello?
William Faulkner was born in 1897, American author. Wrote Sound and Fury. Won the Nobel in 1949. 1929, Barbara Walters was born, American broadcast journalist and first female nightly network news anchor. 2020, The Today Show, ABC, The View, born in Boston, Massachusetts. You know, I did not know that she had died. That was a very quiet. I didn't know that.
Was that last year?
I don't know. I don't know. But I'd have to Google it. But
yeah, I can't remember.
1944, Michael Douglas, American actor. He was in Coma, Wall Street, Jewel of the Nile. Also, The Streets of San Francisco, a Quinn Martin production. He was good in that. 1951, Mark Hamill, American actor, played in Star Wars, of course, and plays the Joker in all the Superman animated series, or Batman animated series.
That's right. He's good at it.
The best, they say he's the best Joker of all of them.
I've heard that.
Yeah. 1952, Christopher Reeve, American actor, played Superman and in the movie Somewhere in Time. He was on Love of Life back in the old days, too. Born in New York City, New York.
But once he was in Superman, that was it. He was Superman forever.
Like the way I'm doing that?
Yeah.
Flying? Okay. All right. 1968, Will Smith, American actor and rapper.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
He was also in Men in Black, Independence Day. What else? What's the one he played the matchmaker guy, you know? And you remember?
Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah. He's been in a lot of movies, some real good ones. 1969, Catherine Zeta-Jones, the Welsh actress. She played in Chicago, The Terminal, and The Legend of Zorro. And finally, 1983, Donald Glover, actor. He was in the series Community, also a comedian, singer, songwriter. And he was born in Edwards, California. And what he's got going for him, Dalton Barrett loves the guy.
Oh, yeah.
He just thinks he's great. And if you got that on your side.
Childish Gambino is his singing name, I think, or something like that.
Too old for that. All right. What else we got? Oh, we got to do the regular birthdays.
Yes, indeed.
How could I forget those? We don't have a lot, so we need to get a few more. I mean, I want everybody to get their opportunity to get in here, okay? But we've got Carol Stamm, Carl Sanchez, Bubba Jones, Joy Bumgardner, and Melissa Carlsbad. They are on the list, but we'll give you some more.
You can add to that list by calling or texting 615-893-1450. Help us out.
655.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Winds turn to the west-northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows drop to 63. And a slight chance for afternoon showers and storms on Friday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center. Right now it's 72.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Drive EV program has resources for members who would like to learn more about all aspects of EVs. MTE is developing programs and educational materials to answer member questions. Learn more at driveev.com.
Good morning. Trying to clear out a couple of wrecks out here that's caused some delays. The one that's really causing the most delays is 24 eastbound, right before you get to I-40 on that Sullivan Evans Bridge. It's got traffic backed up past the football stadium there at Shelby on 24 going eastbound. Also, 440 eastbound on that ramp at I-65 there in the Berry Hill area. That looked like a truck was involved in that particular crash. Stein Dental Care in Nashville has over 350 five-star Google reviews. Call Stein Dental Care in Nashville today, 540-0888. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market. It's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Do you get sinus infections, congestion, sinus pressure and pain, sinus headaches? You've gone to the doctor. You visit urgent care over and over again. And it's always the same thing, right? Oh, I know. Let's try antibiotics and some nasal sprays. But the infections just keep coming back. You may suffer with chronic sinus infections. The good news, relief is possible. How? A minimally invasive procedure done in the office of Murfreesboro Sinus Center called balloon sinuplasty. Imagine the relief of not having to deal with your chronic sinus infections. Do you suffer with chronic sinus infections? Pressure, pain, congestion? Set an appointment today with Murfreesboro Sinus Center and find out if balloon sinuplasty is the solution for you. Call 615-649-4590. 615-649-4590. That's 615-649-4590.
So if you were hoping for a familiar face in the role of the next James Bond,
The name's Bond. James Bond.
Sorry, Timothy Chalamet. Director Denis Villeneuve says he'll start a search for an unknown actor early next year to play the super spy in the next Bond film. And the actor will be male and must be British. Filming starts in 2027. Villeneuve also has to finish Dune Part 3 first. Another day, another Taylor Swift vinyl variant. Target will carry a limited edition pressing of The Life of a Showgirl, The Crowd is Your King edition. In Summertime Spritz, pink shimmer vinyl. I know, I can't keep up either. That's out October 3rd. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. We've got to say bye for a few minutes. We've got news at the top of the hour. We'd like to tell you, though, that Stacy Anderson is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for always having a smile and a kind word for everyone she meets. Stacy's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, our congrats to Stacy, and if you would like to help us out by sending in a Good Neighbor of the Day, all we need you to do is text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450, or it's WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are the two easy ways to get in your Good Neighbor nominations to us here at WGNS. Also, birthdays, anniversaries. We're taking those this morning for another 30 minutes or so. 615-893-1450. The Wake Up Crew is brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. They are open. Shop smart at America's Thrift Stores, now open at Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Browse standout pieces or snag brand name steals up to 70% off retail. AmericasThrift.com/Murfreesboro for details.
All right, Brian and I will be back in about 11 minutes here on The Crew.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Dallas ICE shooting.
The FBI is investigating this incident as an act of targeted violence.
Justice Department considers Comey charges.
We have to act fast. If they're not guilty, that's fine.
DC plane crash lawsuit.
Casey was betrayed by the system he trusted. We all were.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. with the CBS World News Roundup. An investigation's in full swing after yesterday's deadly attack at an ICE field office in Dallas. One detainee was killed, two others critically wounded by a gunman who shot and killed himself. Here's CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Department of Homeland Security officials say a sniper perched himself on a rooftop and opened fire on an ICE field office in Dallas early Wednesday morning. Officials say the gunman shot three detainees in a van just outside the building, killing one. No ICE agents were injured. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons.
There was no way he could have known detainees were in that vehicle. He was just indiscriminately shooting.
Lyons identified the shooter as 29-year-old Joshua John. The FBI pointed to a possible motive.
Early evidence from rounds that were found near the suspected shooter contain messages that are anti-ICE in nature.
This violence may also have a chilling effect on immigrants who are pursuing legal status.
Very scary. I know a number of immigrants are going to be a lot more hesitant to make these check-ins, to go down to the courthouse.
President Trump is pushing for a criminal case against a former FBI director with a statute of limitations due to expire next week. CBS News Justice Correspondent Scott McFarland.
Multiple sources familiar with the matter tell CBS News prosecutors are considering bringing a case against James Comey before a grand jury.
He was a terrible person, did terrible things.
The decision rests with Lindsey Halligan, a former Trump White House aide and confidant who was named the top prosecutor in the Eastern District of Virginia Monday after Trump said he ousted the prior prosecutor who did not press forward with the case against Comey. On Saturday, Trump posted Comey and two other critics of the president, New York Attorney General Letitia James and California Senator Adam Schiff, should be criminally charged, saying that justice must be served. Now, Trump allies have accused Comey of lying to Congress 5 years ago this month when his testimony conflicted with other witnesses. Multiple reports say charges against Comey could include a count of perjury, an allegation he's denied.
The first of what's expected to be several wrongful death lawsuits has been filed in connection with the deadly mid-air collision near Washington, D.C. last winter. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The wrongful death suit alleges American Airlines, the FAA, and U.S. Army, quote, utterly failed in their responsibilities to the traveling public. Casey Crafton died in the January mid-air collision. His wife is now suing. His brother Daly spoke Wednesday.
Casey was betrayed by the system he trusted. We all were.
67 people died when an Army helicopter and an American Airlines regional jet collided in Washington, D.C. While the crash investigation is ongoing, the National Transportation Safety Board has found air traffic controllers at Reagan National Airport were doing multiple jobs that night. The Army helicopter was flying higher than it was supposed to, while several of the tower's radio messages were not fully received by that crew. The lawsuit also claims American Airlines manipulated and abused the system at DCA to maximize arrivals at busy times of day.
A possible government shutdown is less than a week away, which could mean thousands of government workers will be furloughed. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is in Washington.
Usually during a shutdown, so-called non-essential federal workers are furloughed and then paid back when it's over. But in a memo obtained by CBS News, the Office of Management and Budget tells agencies to consider laying off, or in government speak, to issue reduction in force notices to employees in programs that have what's known as discretionary funding that's set to run out on October 1st and are, quote, not consistent with the president's priorities. Democrats and Republicans are locked in a standoff as Tuesday's deadline approaches to keep the government funded. The battle's currently in the Senate, where 60 votes are needed to pass a temporary spending plan, so it requires some Democratic support. And in exchange for their votes, Democrats want concessions like rolling back this year's Medicaid cuts and extending health insurance tax credits. President Trump canceled a meeting with Democratic congressional leaders that was scheduled for today, calling their demands ridiculous.
Overseas, correspondent Anna Corrin has more on one of the strongest storms to hit Asia in years. It's blamed for more than two dozen deaths in Taiwan and the Philippines.
Through rising floodwaters, rescuers carried residents out of their buildings to higher ground. A super typhoon, Ragasa, continued its path of destruction, hitting Guangdong province in southern China. Despite losing intensity as it made landfall, it still brought severe flooding and widespread damage. Earlier in the day, it pummeled Hong Kong, bringing hurricane-force winds, torrential rain, and a storm surge that showed the power of Mother Nature.
5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A new TikTok deal inches closer to the finish line.
The administration has teased for days that a deal was being finalized between U.S. officials and China. And now a White House official confirms that the president will sign an executive order today, stating it does meet the requirements of a 2024 law. Under the new deal, TikTok's U.S. operations would be run by a new joint venture company, including Oracle serving as the security provider. Oracle's owner is the father of the CEO of Paramount Skydance, the parent company of CBS. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
Jimmy Kimmel drew 6.3 million viewers for his return to ABC the other night. That's about four times the normal audience. This despite remaining off the air on about 20% of the network's affiliates. ABC says more than 26 million watched on social media. Lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs will ask a court today to throw out his July conviction on two prostitution-related charges. He was cleared on more serious counts. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Essentially, what the defense is arguing here is that even though there may have been unorthodox sexual behavior, they were consensual and that the evidence does not go far enough to support a conviction for prostitution in this case.
What a baseball season it's been for Cal Raleigh of the Seattle Mariners. Fly ball to right field, number 60! Last night, he became just the seventh major leaguer to reach 60 home runs in a season. He's the first catcher to do it. Earlier this season, Raleigh broke the long-standing MLB record for homers by a switch hitter that was set by Mickey Mantle in 1961. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A pretzel cheddar club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, the original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the pretzel cheddar club with cherry berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Thanks so much for spending another hour with us here on the Wake Up Crew this morning. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. More news and information straight ahead, including this look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Winds turn to the west-northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows drop to 63. and a slight chance for afternoon showers and storms on Friday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center. Right now it's 71.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good morning. An accident being cleared here on Ellington Parkway. He's got traffic slow southbound, trying to get down from the top down to the bottom there at Spring Street. Wrapping up an accident at 24. It's going to be eastbound, just past Shelby there on the Sullivan Evans Bridge. Again, it's busy out here this morning with accidents. Also starting to get heavy 24 up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS. News, traffic, weather, and fun every morning with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew. It is a Thursday morning, September 25th. Episode 1750. Glad you're along with us here. Brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. They are now open. MLK Jr. Boulevard, where Bargain Hunt used to be. Right across the street from where the old AGs used to be. Can't miss it. The Mercury Plaza. I think it's still called Mercury Plaza, by the way.
I think it is, yeah. Mercury Plaza.
So,
that's there's still a hair salon over there, I think, or they sell hair supplies.
Maybe so.
Wigs and cosmetic makeup stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's a little, used to be a little bakery. Is it still over there? I think it might have closed.
I don't think it is there.
And what's over in the corner where Harvey's used to be? What is that still going on?
I don't know.
You know, we're members of the Wake Up Crew. We need to inform the people. We need to go out and check that out, see what's left, what's over there. But now America's Thrift Stores is, that's a big conglomerate right there now. That's big.
It's really big.
It's big, Andy.
Let's see. What is that? MLK Junior Boulevard. See if I can pull it up here on the old Google map and see what's over there.
If I recall, the Bargain Hut took part of Kroger. When not Kroger, who was over there? The grocery store that was over there. It's been a long time.
Can't remember.
Bargain Hut wasn't as big as Rose's. America's Thrift Store seemed like it's going to be a lot bigger.
Oh yeah. It's more to the left in that that whole left side.
Yeah.
But it's not really giving me much room here to move. Let's see.
I just can't remember what used to be over
there. There's a Walgreens across the street, obviously.
Right.
And that's
and there a little Mexican place in front of it, in front of the
Yeah, used to be the Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But anyway, that's where you'll find.
Well, you're not going to be able to miss it. It's right off of the boulevard.
Yes. I was trying to travel.
You know, they got a little donut country. Then they've got Hardee's. You turn into that little shot street right there. Boom, there it is.
Let's see. There was a Dirt Cheap over there. When this picture
yeah,
was
that's
taken.
What I'm thinking of. That was in the old...
that's where the Harveys are.
Yeah, is it still there?
I think.
Okay.
There's a Beauty Mart that you mentioned.
Right. There used to be a furniture, rent a furniture store, but I don't think that. I think it's gone.
There's a City Trends that
yeah.
used to be there. Or I guess maybe it's still
there. If it's still there, it's been there a while.
Yeah. So you have something on both ends of that.
Yeah.
And Roses, where Roses was in the
So
middle.
It's actually getting kind of full again.
Yeah.
If all those stores are still there, yeah.
So that's where you'll find... America's Thrift Stores. Big savings over there, too. So you can also donate if you want to donate items. And when you donate, proceeds go to
Will they tell you where to go to donate?
Your organizations. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's around back.
Around back.
I think.
Do you remember the movie theater used to be back there?
Cinema Twin.
Yeah, I think it's saying that's right.
Used to be the Martin Twin, too, I think.
No, that was over. Martin was at Jackson Heights.
But did they not call it the Martin over
here? No, Cinema Twin. And I think it became a church.
Oh, okay.
After it closed. It was way back in the back there.
Yeah.
Save-A-Lot was back there, but that was before Save-A-Lot. It was a pretty cool little movie theater.
Well, and now the Save-A-Lot's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weird.
A lot of changes in Murfreesboro.
Yes, indeed.
Some of the past gone, but there's a big future ahead.
Wow.
That's
pretty, the optimism.
Yeah, pretty strong.
We've got some high school football coming up for you Friday night. Tomorrow night, it's Oakland at Blackman. Both teams 5-0, both undefeated in the region. So, should be a big clash. Last year, of course, you might remember, it was would have been a game-winning field goal by Blackman, but it was blocked. And Oakland survived, went on to win the state title.
That's kind of the theme for last weekend at the NFL. They had three blocked field goals, and it was crazy. Blocked punt.
I can't remember which team. Well, it was the Titans last weekend. Kept rolling out the kicker, here, attempting a 62-yard field goal. It's like, why?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? We saw it in the high school game. It had happened last Friday night.
Well, so. I guess if you don't give it a shot, you don't ever know, I guess. But
62 yards, though?
I got to mention something else.
Okay.
Before you get to your final thing. Bona, how do you say it? Bona Beef. Saw a picture on Facebook of a crowd all the way out to Medical Center Parkway.
Really?
In a 90-degree weather, standing out there waiting to get in the restaurant. That doesn't include the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Was already packed. So,
well, it's the only Tennessee location. I did look this up. The only Tennessee location, and the closest one is in Missouri.
Well, you said people used to drive to Missouri to get it.
Drive somewhere to get a Chicago beef sandwich.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. They show a picture of it. This guy's just raving about it. And it does look like my kind of sandwich. Now, there are other people that this won't go for at all. If you're not a sandwich guy, you know, I wouldn't think. I know they got a bowl, but I can think people in my head that would go, I'm not into that.
Now, they also have Chicago-style hot dogs.
Yeah, well, that won't help them either. I'm talking about my family.
I see.
Yeah.
You're just not a sandwich person at all?
I am. I'm a huge sandwich. They're not.
They have pasta.
Brett will go with me in a heartbeat. Brett will be right there.
So they have...
Yeah, they might go for that.
They have chicken Alfredo.
They have quesadillas or anything?
I don't think so. I know they got chicken Alfredo and some others. We might have to look at their menu. But Saturday, the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders head off to Kennesaw State. That's down in the ATL. Vanderbilt will host Utah State. It's Tennessee at Ole Miss. Big game for the Tennessee Vols. And the Titans are at Houston, if you care. So that's a look at what's ahead. Hey, we're going to talk with our friends at the Villages of Murfreesboro coming up next.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
It is Cal Raleigh's world, and we're just living in it.
Swing and a drive, deep to right field. There it is, number 60, the modern-day Bambino. Has just tied Babe Ruth's record of 60 home runs for third all-time in American League history. 59 in the first, number 60. The magical tour of Cal Raleigh just continues here in 2025.
Mariners Radio Network on the call. They beat the Rockies 9-2. Seattle has also won the AL West for the first time since 2001. Aaron Judge homered twice, bringing his total to 51 on the season as the Yankees outscored the White Sox 8-1. And the Dodgers had to use eight different pitchers to beat the Diamondbacks 5-4 in 11 innings. LA's magic number is down to 4-1. Kyle Schwarber hit two home runs, and the Phillies beat the Marlins 11-1.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm Attorney John Day. Many lawyers are quick to say that they'll take the insurance company to court for you. But how do you know if the lawyer is an experienced trial attorney? Ask them if they're certified. In order to be certified, you have to have tried a lot of cases, taken a two-day test, and get recommendations from judges and other lawyers. My wife Joy and I are both certified as civil trial specialists, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
When it comes to your home, memories and sentimental value are priceless. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. That's Farrah Construction. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back into the Wake Up Crew, 722. We head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro. And each and every Thursday morning, we get to talk with one of the staff members over at the Villages, 2550 Willow Oak Trail. That's between Medical Center Parkway and Wilkinson Pike. Today, it's Sandy Freeman, the Memory Care Clinical Director. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Good to have you here this morning. And we always get an education on days when you're on. And today, we're kind of talking to folks who are out there listening who may have a family member suffering through dementia and just really having conversations with that person and meaningful conversations and maybe some tips on conversation starters, maybe six ways you're going to share with us to start conversations with that loved one.
You know, that is one of the biggest things I've ran into lately is family members coming and saying, you know, I still want to have that meaningful conversation, but I don't know what to say to them because of their dementia. So I have come up with six conversation starters for people who have dementia. And let me first say that we always want to make sure that we avoid saying, do you remember? That's kind of one of those things that we go to. But in these conversation starters, the first thing we need to remember is not to say, do you remember? You need to say, I remember, with anyone who has dementia. So the first one, number six, is going to be encourage them to talk about their favorite things. So if your dad liked woodwork, maybe have him tell you about the first time that he built a birdhouse. Or if your mom enjoyed baking, talk about her favorite recipes or something that she made you as a child that you enjoyed. Just encouraging them to talk about the things that are their favorite things. If your dad's a car person, or if your mom likes magazines or those type things, just use that as a conversation starter. Number five would be family memories. Saying, I remember Aunt Sally's wedding and we all jumped in the creek, or I remember grandson's fifth birthday and we all got in the bounce house and jumped around, or do you remember, you know, Aunt Bessie, she fell in the front yard and yada yada, you know, all those fun, funny things that we've had happen. We've all had them happen. Just remind them of those things. Don't ask if they remember, just jog their memory by telling them the story. You can also, a good idea with this is bringing out an old photo album. You know, we do that a lot here at the Villages. Say, you know, we're pointing and this is so-and-so and this is my aunt and this is my dad and this is so-and-so. And it helps them jog their memory, but also helps them reminisce at the same time. Number four would be discuss their current interest. Are they currently like TV or bingo, or what are they currently interested in? Do they like to do puzzles, those type things, interacting? They will love telling you about the puzzle they just made or the picture that they just colored, those type things. And that gives you something to interact with them about. Number three would be talk about their love story. And I absolutely loved doing this with my grandmother, because when her and my grandfather got together, I would always say, "Meemaw, what did you think about Grand when you first met him?" And she would say, "Now, he thought he was right cute." And she would talk about how she just thought he was a good looking young man. And she said, and then she fell in love with him. So they all, you know, they'll reminisce and remember about how they fell in love and what their love story was, or they met him in school, or, you know, they were 17 and behind their parents' back, or whatever the case may be. But that's always a good point to get them talking. In saying that, number two would be talk about their childhood. You know, a lot of times when with dementia, their short-term memory is not good, but their long-term memory is still intact for the most part, and they'll be able to tell you about things. Ask them about their siblings. Ask them, you know, I can remember my granddad telling me he tied a frog with a string on his dad's pants and scared him half to death. You know, things like that, just any childhood memories that they can reminisce about, talk to them about that. And then discuss their friends from the past would be number one. Talk about, you know, their friends from grade school, or, you know, do you remember doing this? I can remember my dad telling me a story about him tying those old Venetian blinds to somebody was sleeping in class, and he tied them to their shoe. And when the bell rang, he ran and took all the blinds down. You know, things like that, stories like that, will help them reminisce. And also all the six topics will help you have a good, meaningful conversation, reminisce, and allow the person with dementia to be able to have an active conversation.
Always start with, "I remember," or "I remember you telling me," those kinds of things, and not "do you remember?" That's correct. A very important distinction. Sandy, as always, I enjoy our conversations, chance to catch up with you. And Sandy Freeman is over at the Villages of Murfreesboro as the Memory Care Clinical Director. You can find out more information about the Villages at thevillagesmurfreesboro.com or facebook.com/thevillagesmurfreesboro. They're out between Medical Center and Wilkinson Pike on Willow Oak Trail.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
The Villages of Murfreesboro makes life a lot easier, happier. We have crossword puzzle, Wheel of Fortune. I enjoy that very much. Social hour and trivia. I'm happy I'm here. Take a tour.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
From lift kits to tires,
Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We're back at 7:30, Thursday morning, September 25th, episode 1750 of The Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. How about some birthdays?
Birthdays? Okay. Carol Stamm, Carl Sanchez, Bubba Jones, Joy Bumgardner, and Melissa Carlbad.
Well, that's what we have so far. If you have called or text this morning, we've got those names. We're going to add it to the list. In about a half an hour, we'll announce everything this morning. But the point is, if you haven't called or texted in just yet, now's kind of your deadline to get that done. 615-893-1450. Well, America's Thrift Stores on Middle Tennessee at MLK Junior Boulevard in Murfreesboro now open. That's right. Grab one-of-a-kind finds or name brand items at low prices. That's America's Thrift Store. Deals await.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today, showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Winds turn to the west-northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows drop to 63. Then a slight chance for afternoon showers and storms on Friday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center. Right now it's 71.
Good morning. Wrapping up this earlier wreck on Ellington Parkway southbound. It's going to be right before you get down to Spring Street. It's had traffic slow go coming down from the top of Ellington Parkway down to the bottom. Mostly rubbernecking delays down through there. It's gotten heavier now on 24 westbound at Bell Road. All that traffic flow trying to get in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 west into the Antioch area. Continues to build I-40 through Wilson County, especially through the Mount Juliet area. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro recently welcomed New York Times columnist and PBS contributor David Brooks for its annual Constitution Day observance. Hosted at Tucker Theater and organized by MTSU's American Democracy Project, the event brought students, faculty, and community members together for a thought-provoking panel titled, We the People, the Place of U.S. Constitution in Students' Everyday Spaces. Brooks joined student panelists to discuss civic responsibility, institutional trust, and the Constitution's modern-day relevance, calling the current period a moral convulsion. Brooks noted a reoccurring American cycle of disillusionment, followed by reform. The conversation encouraged students in Murfreesboro and throughout Rutherford County to critically examine how constitutional values intersect with their own lives. Meanwhile, the Tennessee Court of Criminal Appeals has affirmed the 124-year sentence of Christopher Allen Ayote, a Davidson County man convicted of multiple heinous child sex crimes. Ayote pled guilty in May of 2024 to charges including rape of a child, aggravated sexual battery, and possession of over 100 images of child sexual abuse. Investigators uncovered disturbing materials that he both collected and created, involving multiple victims across several years. On appeal, Ayote challenged his offender classification and the trial court's decision to impose consecutive sentences. However, the court found his objections waived and the trial judge's decision within legal bounds. The sentence, which Ayote must serve at 100%, remains in place, concluding in the year 2146. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hello, this is Mike Vaughn of Vaughn's Bermuda Farm in White County, and we come to the Rutherford County Farmers Market, and we sell 100% grass-fed Angus beef, no grains, steroids, antibiotics, or additional hormones. This is Mike Vaughn of Vaughn's Bermuda Farm in White County, and we sell 100% grass-fed Angus beef, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 here from the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS. And time for a little throwback.
Do you remember these?
Throwback Thursday here for you. And we're going to talk about some businesses that were here, but are now no longer with us.
Defunct.
Yeah, or
that's kind of harsh, isn't it?
Yeah,
they're no longer here. There was because there's different reasons that people don't have businesses in here anymore.
True.
You know, there's some businesses that have moved to other locations. Let me get the ball rolling.
Okay.
All right. You said it just a minute ago. Dillard's no longer here.
Correct.
That's a shame. That was a big anchor store over there. Have they found anything to replace that yet?
Working on it.
Okay. Oh, you got the inside.
I think it's going to become smaller stores.
Oh, just kind of, okay. All right.
From what I understand.
You know, we're kind of going to that. The big anchor stores are kind of going out a little bit, you know, and now it's stores, specialty stores is what I call them,
yeah.
Where they concentrate on certain things. McCrory's and McClellan's up on the square. I remember those. They're gone. Goldstein's.
Yeah. Throw Pig and Parsons into that.
Yeah. Let's see. What used to be up there, too, right by it? Oh, geez. Big store. Sullivan's. Sullivan's department store.
Okay. That was in Jackson Heights?
That was in Jackson Heights. That was their big anchor store, actually.
Yeah. Well, you know, half of Jackson Heights, not on the opposite end of where the theater is, that's going to be a new AutoZone distribution area.
Where is that at?
In Jackson Heights, the end that's furthest away from Premier 6.
Okay.
That whole end over there is going to become an AutoZone distribution area.
That's neat. There, what used to be over there, too, Western Auto used to be over there. Remember the Western Auto store?
I think maybe that's part of the reason why. I don't remember it, but I think that's part of the reason why that's kind of coming back.
Yeah. Yeah,
in AutoZone.
You really wasn't much in the store. You just ordered from a catalog. You'd go in there and order. You know, they had a few things in there.
Yeah, I think this is mainly going to be like a supply hub for all the other AutoZones in the area.
Gotcha. Well, that'd be neat.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's tons of restaurants. I think we probably could use that on another day.
Quality Furniture is one that
recently
went out of business, and they. We're trying to, it was a family business, and the family wanted out of the furniture business, pretty much the way that one went.
The Hub store on the square, but used to be on the end of the square. Got some, Mr. Arbert's still here. The, I can't think of his name, works for the city.
Gary?
Gary, yes. That's, I think his daddy, I think, owned that store. I'm not sure about that. Gary can correct me if that's wrong, but I believe that's right. There's a lot more restaurants up on the square than there used to be, you know.
Correct.
They've really taken a lot of it. McKnight's restaurant up on East Main, that was one that was very prevalent, particularly on Sundays, was their biggest day. Lady ran that. I think Miss McKnight ran that with her son. That was a pretty nice restaurant. Let's see.
I remember Carolyn's Consignment.
Yes. Yeah. Longest, she just recently retired.
Longest running consignment store, almost 40 years.
Isn't that, that's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
The music shop, right? The music shop. I think we've got the Music Stop now. But the one that was on the square.
I always get those confused.
Yeah.
But music shop is close to where the music stop used to be.
Or yeah, same yeah, location. Yeah. Across from Concert Productions, I think.
Yeah.
Remember the old post office down there off the square? Wasn't that where the old post office was?
Maybe so.
Down there.
It was right at the corner.
Yeah,
the
yeah. As you're coming out.
Beside where the jail used to be.
Yeah. Mr. Gaddy's Pizza. I loved that place.
Yeah. Pizza Inn was here for a little bit.
Yeah. I don't know if it you was remember a good, that. It was a good place. They had buffet for a while, I think, too, didn't they?
Yeah.
I think they started it. And then it came back over on Salem Highway, and then it closed so after the, COVID.
Right. And that was a different franchise. The Fortners, who have Sir Pizza, opened that Pizza Inn on Broad Street.
Yeah, I remember that.
Pizza Hut, and then it was the fish place, and now yeah. It's a rental place now.
Yeah.
But all right, that's a little throwback Thursday for you today.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family-owned and operated since 1989.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
I'm a big fan of auctions. You get instant sale, no contingencies.
That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, financing, or appraisals. Visit parksauction.com.
Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security. The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Store, 7:42 as we rapidly approach 7:43. Don't forget, America's Thrift is open. Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Unique treasures, brand names, deals that you can really find in that place. It's unbelievable. Unbeatable prices. Too, so don't miss out. Check out America's Thrift Store at MLK Jr. Boulevard. This morning, we like to remind you that today's good neighbor of the day is Stacy Anderson. Someone wrote in to tell us about Stacy, that she should be the good neighbor of the day for always having a smile and a kind word for everyone she meets. Stacy Anderson receiving flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio, WGNS. So to get us a good neighbor, text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 or go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are the two very simple, easy ways to get us a good neighbor of the day. And once you get us the name, where we can deliver the flowers, phone number, that kind of thing, well, we'll take care of it from there. And surprise whoever you nominate, and it's all anonymous too, so keep that in mind. So that's the good neighbor of the day from WGNS, as we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Curious about electric vehicles? Well, MTE's Drive EV program has resources to help you learn. Find out more at driveev.com.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, I told the personal trainer I was surprised at how winded I was on the first day.
Really?
Turns out it was just a tour of the gym.
Replay.
That's a thumbs up plus plus. You didn't like it as well as I did, I don't think.
I mean, it was good. Yeah. I was just surprised it was a plus-plus.
It was a loud laughter.
I know.
I mean, it just almost spewed sarcastically out of me. Oh, you thought it was sarcastic?
Well, no. I just never know.
Yeah. Well, that we like to keep you guessing.
Yeah, boy.
Don't be critical. It's a thumbs plus plus.
No.
Critical. Leave it like it is.
Yeah, that's where we're going to leave it. What have we learned today?
Not a whole lot. We just kind of rambled. But we did talk about football a little bit.
Yeah. Football is... Well, I guess you got...
Different. It's different.
You got Vanderbilt. You got Tennessee. Although, yeah. Memphis had a big win over Arkansas last weekend.
Yeah, that surprised me.
They're undefeated.
We talked about facts about fall. Some unusual facts about fall. What did you say? A billion apples?
Something like that.
It's unbelievable.
Wonder how many pumpkins.
I know. That would be good. That would be a good one to find out. Well, you may be able to find out. You've got sources.
I know.
In the pumpkin business.
They do a lot of pumpkins, man. You can get them at in Walter Hill at the Crossroads Market right beside of it.
That belongs to your daughter?
Yeah, their family.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. We also talked about America's thrift stores rather extensively today.
Well, where they're located, Mercury Plaza, that...
We're trying to give everybody a sense of where it is.
Yeah.
You know, the old Roses store, kind of down. Think about Roses, and that's where it is. Everybody knows, everybody remembers the old Roses store. I went there till the day it closed. It just meant a lot to me. You know, Dad worked there.
Yeah.
You know, it was rough. And then we did a throwback Thursday, throwback to old businesses that are no longer with us.
Yeah, and we just kind of scratched the surface on
that. Oh, yeah, we didn't even touch it. If we did some research, we'd really have a list.
Yeah.
But Rebel Made.
That takes a lot of work, you know.
Rebel Made, that's another one.
Yeah. Snow White.
Yeah.
Judy's.
You always bring up Judy's.
I love Judy's.
Yeah, evidently you did.
It was a childhood memory, man. Go to Clark's and eat at Judy's.
That's kind of, I don't know. That's kind of way I feel about little Denny's.
Denny's, really?
I have memories of Denny's. That was when I was a kid, that was going out to even Denny's was a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you went out at all.
True. Well, this is Lori Morgan, Autumn's Not That Cold, our song of the day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
And autumn's not that cold.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today, showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 82 degrees. Winds turn to the west-northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows drop to 63. And a slight chance for afternoon showers and storms on Friday. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center. Right now it's 71.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmer.